On this site, I want to explain to you a simple process you can use to get enormously greater leverage on yourself by getting massive leverage through others. It's going to deal with the process of what I'll call your interpersonal skills, your ability to access, to network, to connect and process all the ideas, all the knowledge, all the bridges and accesses that are available through connecting through others. Some of the ideas I'm about to explain you may have heard before. Don't despair. I'm combining them in a totally different way to make the point of application here. And as you will discover, if you understand the power of the secret wealth principle, which is the power of life, it's very simple. It's only about a few basic premises that are interpreted and applied many different ways, depending on the situation and your unique opportunities. Therefore, bear with me. It took me 25 years of vigorous and extensive experiences, research, and experiments to discover and understand in their purity these principles. I'm trying to save you 25 years, but in 5 or 7 minutes of summarizing them in a previous tape, I may not have done you the absolute justice. If I represent it with one different twist, with a little bit different English on it to show you a slightly different way you can incorporate it and empower it into your life, you are the beneficiary. So please, I knowingly am using these in different combinations to make the most powerful points I possibly can for your benefit, not mine. There are 8 principles I have learned over time through my business and life experiences that are the secrets to guaranteeing you the most successful and profitable relationships with others and opening the door to infinite opportunity throughout the rest of your life. You got to remember, it is other people who hold the keys and the maps and the shortcuts to the places and the ideas and the opportunities and the payoffs we want to get out of our life and our opportunities. Principle number 1, be a good listener. I've already shared with you the story about what I discovered when I was in Australia, listening intently, but that doesn't even do justice to my beliefs on the subject. I believe your job, your goal, your commitment to yourself must be to attentively be in the here and now in every situation. Paying attention, listening, probing, discovering, connecting with people, hearing what they say, registering the impact, starting the process of reflection and thinking and expanding upon it. That is only possible if you discover how to listen. And it's easy to listen. I'm not going to give you some scientific process. All I'm going to do is tell you the way I do it. I have a picture in my mind of a valuable reward. And every time I engage in discussion with somebody, I flash that picture because I realize that contained in the gems of information they're going to share with me, I will discover new and valuable ways to improve my performance in either my dealings with my customers, my dealings with my family, my dealings with my employees, my dealings with other associates, friends, and colleagues in my life. Whenever I adopt that simple little process of seeing the rich reward before I engage in the discussion, I always receive a productive and a valuable payoff from the discussion. You will too, if you develop the process of listening attentively to discover the valuable reward in every conversation. Principle number 2, speak to people in their own language. Remember earlier we talked about the fact that you don't talk down to them, that the best way to engage somebody is to discover through questioning and respectfully asking them to explain to you the key phrases, the key language, the references, the words, and the phrases that are most usable in their situation, because until and unless you understand what they are, what they relate to, how that relationship applies to their transacting whatever it is they transact in their business, in their life, in their situation, you cannot appreciate, you cannot communicate, you cannot contribute. So the greatest gift you can give to yourself is to respect others enough to learn the language they deal with in their life, that they communicate their thought process by, and communicate with them in the same language. Principle 3. Let people talk to you and tell you what they need. People are only too happy to let you know their innermost needs and desires if you can make yourself accessible to them or make them accessible to you. It's a simple process. One of the easiest and most wonderful ways to do it is to be vulnerable, be a little self-effacing, and be honest. Instead of trying to be all-knowing and cocky, go to people you deal with in your life, in your job, in your business, and share with them the fact that you're not certain you fully understand what you can do best for them, or what they really want, or what you contribute, or how they see you, or what they want from you, or what you could do to be of more value. You think it's such and such. You think it's this, you think it's that, but you're not certain. And ask them questions, and then close your mouth and listen to their answers. And if their answers are clear, take them deeper. If they're abstract, get them to clarify. Don't patronize yourself or others by not listening and registering, because you've got to remember, there is a profitable payoff in the answers you will get if you ask the right questions. In the beginning of this program, I shared with you, the quality of your life and the success you achieve will be in direct proportion to the quality and the clarity and the depth of the questions you ask yourself and others and the answers you receive back. It's a very important point. Principle number 4. Be a solution provider. That's another way of saying be a value creator. Always focus on what you can do for someone, not what you can't do or what they can do for you. I was vividly impacted by John Kennedy when he stated, "Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country." That's a great, great reference mode for you to indelibly embed in your mind when trying to adopt the secret wealth principle. You've got to identify and always be focused on solving people's problems. That's the foundation of innovation. You always need to ask yourself, how many additional or different or expansive ways can I add value? Because adding value is nothing more than solving a problem, oftentimes a problem people have never even realized they have. The more solutions you provide, the more invaluable you become, the more enriched is your life, financially as well as personally. Principle 5. Be externally focused, not self-absorbed. Always concern yourself with other people's needs. Understand this about life. Sadly but truly, people don't care about what you need. They're consumed about themselves. If you're the one person who understands and respects that in them and addresses it and provides for it, they're going to love you, they're going to respect you, they're going to want you to be such a deep and a continuous part of their life, because you'll be unique. You will be distinctive. You will be the only person that, quote, understands, unquote, them. They will relate to you and respect you at such a high level, you can only imagine it. Once you change your focus from me to you and from yourself to others, your whole life changes. All kinds of opportunities open up. All kinds of possibilities make themselves known. Principle 6, uncover emotions. Try to understand what emotions drive other people. People do things for many different reasons. Very rarely do they do things purely for financial or personal gain. There's so many underlying reasons, and they are different from different people. If you learn to identify and speak to these emotions, rather than talking about yourself or about your product or about your own enterprise or your own interest or your own desires, you will gain great advantage in your pursuit of happiness, success, well-being, and prosperity. Understand this. You must talk from now on about results. You must talk from now on about benefits. You must look at what people want, and people only want a few things. They want love, they want happiness, they want distinction, they want wealth, they want comfort, they want security. They want to be special, and they want to be acknowledged. There are a few other factors they want, but you have to only observe and examine how they respond to different test communications you try with them to determine what their highest and most important hot button is, and then deal with that by discussing the result you're going to provide them by dealing with you, by hiring you, by marrying you, by loving you, by buying from you, that will solve that problem, that will fulfill that specific emotional need. Principle 7. Don't take people for granted. Don't assume you can keep relationships alive without attention. The greatest secret to growing and sustaining relationships, and thus growing and sustaining your own personal and financial success, is to keep reinvesting in them. Too many people believe that the moment they close a sale, and that can mean the moment somebody says they'll go out with you, or the moment somebody says they will marry you, or the moment somebody says they will have children with you, or the moment somebody says they will hire you, or the moment somebody buys from you the first time, you have that person, that customer, if you will, locked up and yours forever. That's not the case. It can be anything but that. Don't delude yourself to think that while you're preoccupied with yourself and not attending to them and extending yourself to render greater and continuous value and service and fulfilling their needs and solving their problems and giving them greater value, if you're not doing that and you're sitting consumed with yourself, somebody else is. Or they're considering somebody else or some alternative besides you. That's human nature. It's a fact of life. It's the greatest opportunity you have because no one else realizes it. If you recognize it and act upon it proactively and continuously, if you devise for yourself an ongoing strategy that keeps adding value, keeps contributing, keeps acknowledging, keeps solving problems, keeps communicating, you're going to have such a strong and growing relationship with everybody you want to have one with in your life, your business, your job, your career. It's unbelievable. Principle 8. Be real. Be genuine. Reveal yourself. Share real stories. Share emotional dimension about yourself. Don't just deal in the monodimensional context of the transactional part of the relationship. And by that I mean, if you're dating someone, don't be afraid to talk about issues that are deeper than just going to the movies or just getting a kiss or just having a glass of wine. Talk about life. Talk about your hopes. Talk about your dreams. Talk about your thoughts about family and childhood and marriage or whatever. If you work with people, talk about theirs. Reveal yourself. Tell them your feelings, your hopes, your dreams. Share your philosophies. Make yourself more dimensional. If you're dealing with a customer, deal on a deeper level than just them buying your widget or your gadget. Deal with them on a life issue. Tell them about life, your thoughts about the family, your family, raising children, making money, growing a business, preserving wealth, having fun, managing stress, staying healthy. Anything that reveals what you're all about, and if you don't know what you're all about, discover it, because you're all about so many wonderful things you can share and reveal and contribute to others, but it'll never be possible until you decide it's important to do so. I think to make this point evidently clear to you, I should reveal myself first. So let me do so. Let me tell you a little bit about myself and some of the things I do, and I'll tell them with a metaphoric intent so that I can tell you about myself, but in process, it's illustrating to you a little story you can follow. First of all, I love to learn. I love humanity. I love to discover the values the way all kinds of other people see life. Originally, I loved it just because I was fascinated about it, but I soon discovered that through that process, without preconceived outcome, I got so much information and so many ideas and so many new values that I could utilize in aspects of my own life. And so it became a life's ambition. Not just the typical engaging people on airplanes. I go to airports and I pick up a conversation with the sky cabs. I learn about their life, about their family. I'll get him to take me home instead of a cab. I'll get a cab driver to go out of his way for 2 or 3 hours off the clock, driving me around so he and I can have a conversation on his life, how he became a cab driver, what his values are, her values, what about their family. One time I met a Hell's Angel who moonlighted as a cab driver, and we spent 3 hours together off the clock, him telling me all about what it was like to be a Hell's Angel, how he became one, taking me to the hideout, introducing me to his friends. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. My wife actually taught me one of the greatest lessons. I tended to be very, very shy, very, very to myself. She taught me how much passion there is within people if you'll only help them emancipate it. She taught me that everybody has something valuable to share. She taught me that everybody has different takes, different focuses, different understandings, different experiences with life, and if you can understand what they are, it helps you dramatically dimensionalize and expand and support your own basis of understanding and action. It gives you so much advantage. So my wife is my beacon. If you're having trouble getting started, let your wife or your husband or your child or your father or your mother or somebody you respect listen to this and be your beacon for you to get you started, because once you start, it's contagious. It is impossible not to enjoy interacting with others. It is impossible not to enjoy sharing intimacies about your life, because it engages other people and compels them to share intimacies about their life. Not embarrassing intimacies, but wonderful intimacies that show you the dimension, show you the richness, show you the emotion, show you the hopes, the dreams, the compassion, and all the wonderful gifts each person has to contribute to other people. You will never discover this unless and until you first start practicing it. I really hope you will do it. It's my fondest and most powerful hope and wish for you. In conclusion, I'd like you to ask yourself a question. Go back in time, your job, in your business, in your life, and ask yourself, how many times have you ever had anyone come up to you or engage you and really share with you intimacies and dimension about their life relative to something they were discussing with you? In other words, how many times did you ever have an employer sit down with you and really share with you what he or she did to start the company, the struggles, the anguish, what their vision for that company was and how it's turned out and what they're trying to do with it now, the hopes, the dreams, the struggles that they're enduring, and how important it is that they are able to sustain it, and then tell you where you fit in that picture. How often has anyone ever told you about their family and then really seriously connected with you, where you knew when they asked you about yours it was genuine and they were listening and they cared? Didn't you feel wonderful? Didn't you feel extremely important? Didn't you feel a higher level of attachment and involvement and connectivity to that person? That same feeling is what you will give and what you will get every time you allow yourself to reveal yourself and connect with people on a real, deep, emotional, and humanistic level. It's very, very powerful.